Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you all hear me? I guess just a little housekeeping. Phones turned off, or at least airplane mode.
Amen.
So anyway, today we'll cover, again, the second message of the second morning line, practicing the twos and threes. I was just considering maybe starting with just a little testimony of my personal experience. I grew up in a Christian family, even in the church life, but this matter of the twos and threes, the burden is that we would be enter into the practice.
Right.
And for myself, I didn't know about it, enter into this, until I came to a college training similar to this almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know if you consider 10 years a long time, a short time, but I can still remember it. This was in Sacramento.
Yeah.
There was only one college training.
Yeah.
Now there's five. And we were all gathered together. Even the brothers at that time, they had a practice of pairing you specifically. They assigned you with one another.
Wow.
And the brother that I was with, he was a few years older than me. This was even my first college training. And we just got to know one another. And each day, progressively throughout the week,
yeah.
You know, there was building. Even just humanly getting to know one another, praying for one another, where we're from, just considering where we are in our spiritual condition. And even, I haven't seen the brother, I think the last time I saw him was 5 years ago. But, he's married, he has a kid. You know, there's just a feeling, there's some building within.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And even earlier as we were praying, our prayer is that even each one of us, would have a companion.
Yeah.
Not merely just for this week in the twos and threes time, but even when you go back to your college campus, even beyond. You just consider the matter of twos and threes isn't just when you're a student,
right.
But even for your entire life.
Amen.
If you would be in the training, if you would go to graduate school, if you would go to work and beyond that, we would all have a companion.
Amen.
Maybe we can read the title for this message. It's page 39, starting with beginning to practice the twos and threes. Maybe we can read it all together.
Beginning to practice the twos or threes.
So we saw from yesterday that in pursuing Christ, the best way, right? It was in the best way is in twos and threes.
Yeah.
Now we just consider, how does this happen? Or how do I get the twos and threes, right? And I was considering that phrase, beginning to practice.
Yeah.
You know, there's freshmen among us, I think 32, even I think about 20 here for the first time in the college training.
Wow.
And even, you know, there's a Falan asked who has a companion. And not everyone, I don't think everyone in this room has a companion.
No, right.
But even if you do have a companion, I feel like hopefully you can still pick something up.
Yeah.
Still have a learning spirit.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't just have one companion or one type of companion. But whatever stage of life we're in, wherever setting and contacts, we would still have a companion.
Yeah.
And so the two verses that are for this message, I'll just read them to you. Mm-hmm. In Matthew 18, mm-hmm. right? The Lord said in Matthew 18, 20, where there are two or three gathered in my name.
Amen.
There I am in their midst.
Yeah.
Right? It just takes two or three.
Yeah.
Doesn't take five or six or ten. Depending on where you are, there's different situations. Maybe you're in a locality or a campus where there's a lot of students.
Yeah.
You know, there's 20, there's 30 of you. Or maybe you're just the only student, right? But where there are two or three gathered in my name, there the Lord is,
yeah.
Right? And you would consider, and then 2 Timothy 2:22. I think many of us are familiar with it, right? How about if we all look this up verse and look this verse up and we'll read it together.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:22. Maybe some of you already have it memorized,
amen.
Right?
But flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness.
So in our beginning to practice the twos and threes, what are we practicing?
Mm-hmm.
We're practicing to flee.
Amen.
At the same time, we're practicing to pursue.
Amen.
These go hand in hand. But as you can see, probably the verse that was chosen is with those.
Yeah.
We have an individual pursuit. We need to be intimate with the Lord.
Amen.
Personally.
Yeah.
But there's something missing if we don't have the with those.
Yeah.
The practicing of fleeing and pursuing with those.
Amen.
Even I was looking up the matter of practice for even ones that we, if you consider that you already have a companion, I looked up the word practice. Mm-hmm. It was denotation. It's a habitual or customary performance. It's a repeated performance or systematic exercise for the purpose of acquiring skill or proficiency. And there's also the action or process of performing or doing something, right? Our practice of being in the twos and threes isn't once for all. We're continuing to learn to practice being with one another.
Amen.
I feel like in my last 10 years, I've practiced and I'm still learning.
Amen.
How to be even just related, to be with different ones in twos and threes.
Amen.
You know, in essence, we're learning with this line that we would be buildable. Even that our having a companion isn't just for ourselves.
Right.
That we're alone, that we need somebody else.
Yeah.
But even that this is what God desires.
Mm-hmm.
That He would need us,
yeah,
not just individually,
yeah,
but He would need us corporately.
Yeah.
And we'll see later this week to pray,
yeah,
not just for ourselves, pray for our friends, and even to be able to speak to the ones on our heart,
yeah,
even to shepherd these ones.
Yeah.
But it really starts with practicing, even beginning to practice. Wherever we are, I feel like if you have this in mind, we're just beginning to practice.
Amen.
The twos and threes.
Yeah.
So the first Roman numeral, I'll read it. The principle for God's people is that they should be grouped together in twos or threes. Hence, we all need to be grouped together with some companions.
Amen.
Right? This is the principle of God's people. Right? We're in twos or threes. You know, I was considering even the world. There's a kind of twos and threes. There's a kind of grouping, right? But it's devoid of the spirit, devoid of life. Whether you would have fraternities, sororities, you have other clubs and organizations. They're saying it's not what you know, who you know. But we're here. Our view of the twos and threes is that this would be for God's purpose.
Yeah.
Even that this would be part of our being headed up in Christ.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
How about we read the first point? I'll just speak on it. You just consider there's a prayer, right? It's so simple. We can ask the Lord for a companion.
Yeah.
If we have a companion, we don't have a companion, we can still ask the Lord in our different situations. How about let's read, I'll read the first part and then starting with the quotations. Before going to get a companion, we need to pray,
Lord, give me someone as a companion, or send someone to me. Bring me into contact with the one whom you choose.
How about the sisters declare this?
Lord, give me someone as a companion.
Amen.
Or send someone to me. Bring me into contact with the one whom you choose.
Amen.
How about brothers?
Lord, give me someone as a companion, or send someone to me. Bring me into contact with the one whom you choose.
So we see it's so simple. In our beginning to practice, we would just ask the Lord.
Yeah.
Even we would pray for this.
Yeah.
For different ones in different situations. Sometimes you need to pray for a period of time. Just as our getting built up together isn't overnight. Even the Lord bringing different ones together,
yeah,
isn't so quick.
Yeah, that's right.
That we would just need to pray to the Lord and kind of beseech Him.
Amen.
Lord, I need a companion.
Amen.
I can't make it in the Christian life,
yeah,
as a student pursuing you without a companion.
Yeah.
You just realize that if we pray this, the Lord will be faithful to honor our prayer.
Yeah.
And then we just consider, I'll read these points. Do not have companions in a loose way, choosing them because you like a person or because a person is similar to you. We should be able to go to any brother or sister to be our companion,
yeah,
not caring for what they are like and forgetting all the differences.
Amen.
As companions, we should avoid having the relationship turn into a mere friendship or social interchange. The contact and fellowship with our companions should be limited by the cross of Christ.
Amen.
Sometimes we may feel like, Why do we need companions? And we know the verses that two is better than one, threefold cord is not easily broken,
yeah,
that we would not be alone. But even, this is also in your reading, that the reason we need companions is because we're so natural.
Yeah.
And I'll define it. Just natural, we are who we are by our disposition, the way we were born. And we need companions in a sense to balance us.
Yeah.
And you kind of see two extremes, at least two, that either we're naturally inclined to be independent, we like to be ourselves, do everything in an individualistic way, or also in our naturalness may be just kind of a natural affection, our inclination, our preference towards ones that's most similar to us. So you realize the Lord would place ones around us that are completely different than us. That there may be ones that are similar to you, but you just realize in order the Lord to break through in us in our natural disposition, we need companions.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'll read this last point. Then actually we have a pop-up. We have ones that have this experience. We should realize that there are many different kinds of companions and groupings in the church life.
Yeah.
And we should be open to the Lord for how we should be grouped.
Yeah.
How about we have some sisters from Boston University for their pop-up. Can you come up?
Amen.
There you go.
My name is Katya. I just graduated from BU. And it was really my experience, I think exactly what Mark has been saying, was my experience. When I was a freshman at BU, the club had just begun to gain more students, and I kind of felt like I was alone in a sense. And the Lord really brought me to a point where I was so desperate, and I just realized that I'm not going to be able to survive the next 4 years unless I have a companion. And so I just had this prayer in my being that the Lord would bring someone to me, place me next to someone who had the same vision as me, someone who I was able to pray with. And over the years, the Lord has done a lot more building, a lot more adding, and he actually brought all three of us together. And this has just been our experience, a real companionship in the Lord.
I'm Alice. I'm a rising junior at Boston University, and I had the experience of Point B, I think. I realized, or I had prayed going into college, and when I got there, there was a group of us that hung out all the time. We studied together, we kind of went to the meetings together, we played sports together, and I loved it. But toward the end of the year, some of us had a realization that we were really close, but we were missing something, or rather someone. We were missing the Lord in our relationship. So this realization grew, and it led to the college training.
So my name is Lily Pham, and I'm going to be a sophomore at Boston University. And I hadn't met any of the students until the National College Training. And so even though I hadn't been with them in many of their experiences, throughout the training, we were consistently being infused with the vision of why we are here on campus, why we're placed with certain ones around us. And this culminated in one of our walks back from the meeting, we just started praying. We just started praying that the Lord would make us more open to him, that the Lord would use our college years. And then the Lord led us to pray in a very specific way. And we prayed that we would have a weekly sisters prayer time. And so this past school year, we got together almost every Monday night to pray with one another and to pray with the sister full-timers on our campuses, and we can just testify that this time has really built us up together.
Amen.
And it hasn't just simply been a friendship with one another, but it's been a companionship founded on the same vision, on having the same vision.
Amen.
And on having the same realization of why we're here on
Amen.
Campus.
Amen. Wasn't that so good?
Amen.
We just see that when we pray to the Lord will place different ones around us.
Right.
even, I would just encourage you, even as you pray this, just open your eyes. Sometimes we feel like, there's no companions, there's nobody on my campus. But you consider the arrangement of where you are, which university you're going to, maybe even where you live. That the Lord certainly has definitely placed ones around us to be built up with. You would just consider maybe your roommate, maybe one, a fellow brother or sister. Surely there are ones that the Lord has placed around us. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 12:18. This is a speaking, Paul speaking about the members in the body. He says, but now, God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. So you could see, maybe you can even consider that the ones that the Lord has placed around us that maybe are similar to us, maybe not so alike to us, these are the ones according to God's will that he has placed in the body. So I'll just cover quickly Roman numeral 2. Now that, let's say, we have a companion, right? How do we continue this process of practicing, of being built up? Roman numeral 2 says, we must be blended into one through fellowship and prayer. You know, we're not merely just a gathering. Now we're two people, now we're three people. Actually, we're being blended into one. Actually, we would have the same mind, we would have the same soul, the same heart. And so, I want to highlight just a few things that practically we're learning to be blent together by spending time with one another. Amen. There's no way around it. Just as we're getting to know the Lord by spending much face time with him, we're learning the best way to practice the twos and threes, in a sense, is to just do it. Spend time with one another, you'll be adjusted, whether or not you realize the content, you just realize whether it's natural or different things. I think as you're together, as you pray together even, touching the Spirit, the Lord will have a way to speak. Point A is fellowship is the basis for blending. And even throughout this week, in the twos and threes, even there would be, there's some instruction, there's facilitation of how to spend the time with one another. But I just want to highlight this under subpoint 3. The more we know one another in the proper way, the more we will love one another. And if we love one another, we will always feel that we miss one another. Right? That's an issue. That's a result. Maybe even after this week, you spend time with one another, and then maybe the next time you see each other will be a few months from now. But hopefully there would be a result that you love one another.
Amen.
That even you miss one another.
Yeah.
But this is something that we realize we can carry on in our practice when we go back to our campus and in our localities.
Amen.
But the last thing is as we pray with one another, it brings us into one accord.
Amen.
With the purpose of pursuing together and gaining others. Hopefully our being linked together wouldn't just, as Falon mentioned, just our own group now.
Right.
Now I have my companion and nobody else. But actually this would be for the view of pursuing together and gaining others.
Amen.
That our hearts would be enlarged, that others could be brought in.
Yeah.
I think one last point I wanted to highlight, even just kind of as a practical note. We have many different companions, but I feel like the best way to spend time with our companions is face to face.
Right?
Being together in person with Trump being, you know, speaking on the phone, which would be much better than texting. You know, there's so many different ways. I mean, we have technology to be able to communicate and keep in touch, but nothing replaces face to face time.
Yeah.
Brother Ken is my companion. I'd like to be face to face. Even you consider, I mean, there was a. Yeah, it's good actually even when you're together. Put the phone away.
Yeah.
You know, we've been getting into Exodus the last 2 weeks. There was a verse, even with Jehovah. This is Exodus 33:11.
Right?
The first part says, and Jehovah would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his companion.
Yeah.
Anyway, just as a practical encouragement, you know, Brother Andrew will continue, but you just realize this is what's on the Lord's heart. And we should just aspire to just begin to practice.
Amen.
And the Lord will continue to do it in us.
Amen.
Okay, let's read together B2. Start with if the young people are grouped together.
If the young people are grouped together.
So if you can tell the real gospel, real impact and power of the gospel coming from our being built up together,
yeah.
Not our personal skill. I know some of you are very good at kind of evangelist type. Some of you are like very small chickens. So you really don't know. But these twos and threes coming together in such a oneness, in built up together, you'll become strong like a wild fire on your campuses.
Amen.
That's God's desire. But to get there, we need to practice in twos and threes.
Yeah.
I have just a few minutes. I'd like to share a couple of testimony, and then I'll ask two brothers pop up too. And then I hope many of you to respond to this word. I had a gospel partner. I had a gospel partner. As a brother, the Dennis told, he and I, we simply couldn't get along at all. Spiritually, psychologically, and then background, even height, I'm a little bit taller, he was very short, and what he liked, the food, we just absolutely opposite. So because of that, we had a very long, hard time. Very long, hard time. Almost, I hope you never got to this point, I had a hard time with almost 1 year. So eventually, at the end of the 1 year, this brother said, well, I need to go back to my hometown. But both of us felt, hey, we served together 1 year. You are leaving town. We cannot finish our relationship in this way. So here now we sat down. We fellowship. So we decided to be one. In other words, we decided to deny ourselves natural preference. You like it, you don't like me, I don't like it either. Like a mutual feeling to hate one another, to forget about everything. We just pray and pray and pray. And then, the testimony is this. Within a week, here now we're walking around the campus. We saw one person eating lunch. And then both of us felt that's Lord's arrangement. And we remind one another, hey, remember, we decide to be one. We cannot argue anymore. We cannot criticize anymore. So we went, and Lord gained him through our desperate oneness.
Right.
And through him, we gain almost another dozen. So this testimony is not that pretty. It took 1 year. But we learned the lesson. And he and I, we become really good companion. He served full-time in other country. I served last 20 years. He and I, the relationship getting more and more sweeter. In other words, Lord really want to break through this matter. Companionship is not based on what we like or what we can get along. It's absolutely nothing to do with it. Companion is absolutely by prayer and in spirit and through the fellowship. We stand with one another and we speak the God's word to people out there. So I hope this simple testimony help you there. Wherever you go, I know we never have an ideal situation, but according to Lord's sovereign arrangement, there is always someone with whom you can pursue, you can pray, you can fellowship together. Lord can do a lot if you build up, practice twos and threes. Lord got through with me, that means Lord can get through with you. So he and I, last time I met with him, he came to semi-annual training. We just look at one another. All we could do was we just laugh. And then, why we hate one another so much? Well, I think Lord really broke through about our natural man. How confident I was, how confident he was. So Lord, by putting us together in this way, Lord wants to show the whole universe, not you, not him, not natural ability, not capacity, my building.
Amen.
Twos and threes are being built up together under my in my name. I can do whatever I want to do on the earth. Building is the way. Amen. So twos and threes are building blocks. Without twos and threes, very hard to go on campus. Okay, that is a personal testimony. And second thing is this. When we like to practice a twos and threes, we need to be very practical. So that's part I want you to read A under Roman number 3. Are you ready? Let's read A. We should consider how to pursue together practically based on our burdens, capacities, schedule,
and growth in life.
Here I want you to underline following word. Consider. It's not like a miraculous activity. You have to think about it. And number 2, consider to what? To pursue. Underline it. Number 3 is, this is 2 and 3, together. You cannot practice 2 and 3 by yourself. It just sounds very obvious, but I still see many students here and there on campus, practice 2 and 3 by yourself, in yourself, for yourself, eventually you spiritually die. So please, together, never forget, you need to be together face to face. I love this footnote. Actually, you know, the first John, the face to face, it meant, what is the literal meaning face to face means? Actually, footnote said mouth to mouth. That kind of intimacy. FaceTime through iPhone cannot be mouth to mouth. It's called screen to screen, not mouth to mouth. We need to physically come together, touch one another's heart. Sometimes you never know what that brother is doing until you sit down, listen to him, and see his face and eye. And then you feel something. Something is going on with this brother. This is what we are talking about, practically come together. And then following words, practically. So in this word, practical thing, I like to connect the word schedule. You said, I already come together with a brother, my companion, but if you are not planning to come together, which date and which time, where, most likely it's not going to happen. In life is so much going on, no schedule, it's not going to happen. Right. So at this point, I ask two brothers that I'd like to share about their experience, and you met right here. Matt.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We were here. Actually, we both graduated. I graduated this year, and he graduated the year before. Say again?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Matt Casey.
I'm Phil.
Phil Chang. Anyway. Those who do know us, we've been friends for kind of a while growing up, but we're very different in a lot of ways. Because as we became friends, I kind of attach myself very naturally to people, but then as I go on, I start finding out how much different I am quickly. And you know, that those kind of tensions grew really quick between the two of us. Especially, I transferred to this school coming out of UMass Boston, not sure even if I wanted to go to college. I was initially on a military track, and then the Lord dealt with a lot of things in me. And then he opened up the burden of coming to this campus and laboring with Phil and building up the Bible study here. So he did a lot in me to begin with to just even get here. So when I transferred here, we had a strong burden come together,
yes,
become mutual, and become vital as much as we could. We weren't rooming together at that point, but we had a strong burden to get together during a time. And what I remember about that time is that it was absolutely critical for our supporting of one another and getting into the Word and praying together. Mm-hmm. That absolutely sustained me. It sustained me for the work on the campus, and it sustained me as it just being a believer. The environment on a college campus, and this is, I think, you know, universally held by everyone who goes to college, it's very acidic. There's a lot of poison in the water at college. And if you have an open mind to it, it can be very dangerous.
Yes.
This is why the vital groups are so important.
Yes.
So this verse from 2 Timothy 2:22, flee youthful lusts.
Right.
You have so much to flee in college.
Yeah.
You absolutely need to be vital.
Yeah.
Find someone. Even, I mean, the brothers say you face-to-face is ideal. If you don't have anyone on your campus, call somebody.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed this this verse in Romans 12:1. So present your bodies a living sacrifice,
yes,
holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
It's our service to do this, saints.
Yeah.
It's our service to be vital to with one another.
Amen.
We become building blocks by being together.
Amen.
And just one last point is that we went through Philippians, actually, in our Bible study recently. The brothers have been sharing a lot about our spirit. They've been sharing a little bit about our body. One thing I just wanted to say is that our soul is a serious battleground in college. And our spirit is how we transform our soul. We need to turn to our spirit so our soul can be renewed.
Amen.
Our mind, emotion, and will all need absolute renewal.
Amen.
Amen.
So 5 years ago, I was here for freshman orientation right in this room.
Oh,
but I had no companions.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord for the twos and threes.
Amen.
God sent me this brother right here.
Amen.
And together we were able to work on this campus and just pursue him, building up his body.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed my time with him.
Yeah.
We couldn't be any more different. Matt's very spontaneous, borderline reckless. I'm more calculated, but more reserved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we both have Christ.
Amen.
That's the factor that's bringing us together.
Right.
And that's how we can go on pursuing him.
Amen.
And I just enjoyed that. We need companions because we are natural by default.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
we
right.
We need companions to be able to balance each other out.
Amen.
And I just enjoyed that we would set a specific time.
Yeah.
To specifically enjoy Christ.
Yeah.
So every week we would meet once just to pray about the study Bible club.
Yeah.
Right at Hampshire Dining Commons, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and just forget about everything on this campus, just pursuing Christ.
Amen.
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 Thank you, brother. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't this encouraging?
Yeah.
I know some of you are from small campus, not many students, or you may be the only one.
Yeah, right.
But if there is a will, there is a way.
Yeah.
You know, and then also, please pray. You know, I also heard one testimony, a previous college training. Absolutely, there is no companion far away in the middle of nowhere, a lot of places like Midwest, a lot of places middle of nowhere. But this brother was so desperate that, Lord, give me a companion.
Wow.
Eventually, his testimony is he preached the gospel, and the person got saved. That person become his companion.
Wow.
So if we have a will, how important it is, two and three practice, Lord, give you way.
Right.
Lord, provide such a one, because this is God's ordained way.
Amen.
Two and three practice, bringing Lord's blessing, through them, Lord can move on so many campuses in this country.
Amen.
Okay, let's read the focus together, and then that'll be sufficient. Okay, focus. After prayerfully following the Lord to find some companions, we should fellowship, pray for one another, and pursue the truth together in order to be brought into one accord. Brother says, never pay attention to the differences with your companion, which I did for 1 year. Paying attention to the Lord, how the Lord make you brought into one accord. He will make you one. As long as you pray, pursue, enjoy the Lord, you will become one. Through such a oneness, Lord can do a lot on your campus. So now I'd like to encourage you all to respond. I deliberately spoke much shorter and less, so that this time is really for you to respond. Isn't it good the students overflowing. You got much more heart touch. And your testimony also touched the rest of the students. Amen. How about, can we open this time to you all?
Amen.
Okay, who would like to go first? If you don't volunteer yourself, I'm more than happy to volunteer you. So before I volunteer you, how about you volunteer yourself? Okay, can your microphone make it ready?